Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the phone right now, the Lieutenant Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is back on with us. Lieutenant Governor, how are you doing?
Hi, Kathy.
I'm doing great. Hey, how you guys doing? Haven't talked in a little while.
I know. Obviously, we needed things to continue to go well, so you wanted to check back in with us, because that's obviously the trend that we've created here. Whenever we talk, things are in a good spot. And certainly do obviously want to get to all the updates when it comes to how the state is looking when it comes to COVID, back to school, all that. Even Halloween is something that the governor addressed yesterday. But let's start off the top, because it's the biggest thing happening here in Rochester. For the past 14 days, there have been protests by different Black Lives Matter organizations following the death of Daniel Prude. Just your overall thoughts on that, if you would be willing to share with us.
Well, certainly the entire incident is so overwhelmingly disturbing at a human level. And just to see a replay of that video, it's sickening. It truly is. And I know this has been a very difficult time for the city of Rochester and its residents. And there's a lot of stress, and we need to get back to, you know, meaningful criminal justice reform and to make sure that this is not happening again. It just creates this system where people don't feel comfortable that there's really justice out there. And so I think the more information that's coming out, I think the mayor is doing what she can to manage a complicated situation in terms of, you know, taking some strong steps. I mean, you know, taking action in terms of firing the police personnel involved in this, including the chief, taking action with members of her own team, calling for outside investigations. So it is a very difficult situation, but you know, I know it'll be resolved, and I know our attorney general has been looking at this. So people should know that all the facts will come out. We want to continue to have a transparent process, because not just the protesters, but the entire community wants to know what really happened.
Of course. Absolutely. Right. Yep. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on with us this morning. All right, let's jump into some COVID. How are we looking so far here in New York overall?
Looking good. Looking good. We're having maybe 38 straight days now of under 1% statewide, or about, you know, just approaching 1%. And for the Finger Lakes region, Western New York as well, it's been pretty good. I mean, we've kept it below 2%, you know, and closer to 1% for quite a while now. As we spoke earlier, we were very anxious about the opening of schools, and we know there hasn't been a full opening, so you don't have a true picture of what it's like when kids are in school 5 days a week. But we may not get that, and that's fine. It's up to each school district and the parents and teachers to come up with a plan that's best for theirs. But we knew with kids going back to school, with more people going into the workplace, with kids going back to colleges, we've seen a lot of problems there. We could have seen a much higher increase at this point, and we haven't, because by and large, people are still wearing their masks when they go out, staying socially distant, you know, trying to eat outdoors and being really smart, because I think they know, figured out that the power to control this pandemic is in their hands and not ours. And they're the ones who get all the credit for the success we've seen in having the lowest infection rate in the nation, which is really quite extraordinary.
Absolutely.
And definitely.
We spoke recently to the head of school of one of the independent schools in our area, and it was interesting. She said that the kids understand that if I want to keep seeing my friends, I need to wear my mask, and that's been motivation for them to follow the rules. If we could all just be like the children.
I know, right?
And also, you know, have them talk to the kids in college.
Right.
That's where we're having a problem. And I saw that there's a new campaign that says, mask up or pack up. I mean,
yeah,
you're going to go home from college. You know, you've been with your parents maybe since March, and maybe it's not been ideal, and so you want to stay in college, and we'll just be smart while you're there. We're not asking this to be a permanent situation for the next 4 years of your college experience. You can do this. Everybody's had a sacrifice, and you're fortunate to be able to have a college education during these tough times, and don't blow it.
Right.
Don't blow
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Simple as that.
Let's talk about contact tracing when it comes to schools. So we've seen the COVID-19 report card throughout so many different schools, and even something similar in colleges as well. Contact tracing is so important to attack this virus and to know where it's coming from and how who's spreading it and how it's getting around. The COVID-19 report cards, have you seen success with those?
They're just starting. I, to be honest with you, in fact, the private schools have just started, I think, even 2 days ago. So the information is slowly getting out there, and it's a whole new system. You know, schools are trying to get their hands on this data, working with the local public health agencies and making sure that they have an accurate picture of what's going on. So I think this is an area where we've never done it before. It's going to continue improving, and the information will be more useful going forward as people can track what's going on in their individual schools and make their own decisions. If they see something they don't like in their school, they're going to say, you know what, I'm just not sending my child today, or they'll feel a level of comfort. Say, oh, things are looking good. I feel more confident. So it's all about giving information to the people who make the decisions, the parents, and that's what we've been talking about from the very beginning, is just sharing information in real time. When we know it, the public knows it. And that's been part of our success statewide overall, where people have been listening to the governor and myself for 6 months now, which is, again, quite amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely. Speaking of the governor, it made a pretty big announcement yesterday. There was a lot of speculation. A lot of people were wondering what was going to happen with Halloween and trick-or-treating. Of course, we saw Los Angeles made the announcement they're going to be banning trick-or-treating and Halloween parties. The governor addressed that yesterday, though.
Well, we don't want Halloween parties. We
right.
save Halloween parties,
sure,
gatherings,
sure, sure.
parades. But the governor simply addressed the question that was posed to him. You know, can parents take their children knocking on the doors in the neighborhood, dressed up so they can feel that there's some sense of normalcy? And he says, I'm not going to tell a parent they can't do that. So it's basically, again, in the hands of the parents, mm-hmm. what they feel comfortable with. If they have a plan with their neighbors, that the neighbors that they know have been smart about this and, you know, been engaging in the practices we've asked them to do. And certainly on Halloween, if there's any Halloween where you're going to wear a mask, it's going to be Halloween.
Right, so
let's,
for sure.
Let's get some really creative masks for the kids and, you know, kind of have some fun with that. But, again, it's up to each parent how they're feeling. And we don't know what the infection rate will be 6 weeks from now, and that's how far out this is. So based on the information we have today, when the infection rate is as low as it is, the governor said it's okay. And we hope that the numbers don't change where anybody would rethink that. I don't think that's going to happen because New Yorkers have been through too much. They don't want to go backwards, and they'll keep doing what they have to do. So hopefully the kids can have some fun this year.
Certainly.
100%. Yeah. Lieutenant Governor, every time we talk to you is such a pleasure, and we know you're so busy, and we thank you for everything that you do. Let's just get a quick update on you and how you're feeling and how you're doing with all of this. There's a lot of change going on right now. You're feeling it. We're feeling it. We're all feeling it.
Yeah.
So how are you doing with all of this?
Have you gotten a chance to, like, breathe? Basically, I feel like you've probably been so in the moment for the past 6 months. It's tough to take a step back and kind of look at everything big picture.
Well, I appreciate the concern, but don't worry about me. I get up, I ride my bicycle in the dark now. It used to be light at 6 a.m. Now it's pitch dark, but I ride my bike. I get clear my head. I'm energized by getting back out there. I think what was most stifling and painful for me was all the months where I was doing Zoom calls and just doing interviews from my office in Buffalo and feeling kind of trapped. And now since we started promoting staycations and encourage people to come to the communities where the infection rate is down and coming out, I'll be in Rochester doing a jobs announcement, a groundbreaking on a new business in a couple of hours.
Right.
So I'm coming around. I'm talking about child care grants. I'm doing workforce development grants. So I've been traveling the whole state. I was in New York City Friday for 9/11 observances, which is really important to be there. So I'm feeling my old self again, because I'm out and about and connecting with people in the communities, and that's the best part of my job.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, before we let you go, if you have time for one last question, of course, we've talked to you before about the issue of daycare, and certainly that still is an ongoing issue and a problem, but you are certainly championing trying to make that better for parents. Could you give us a quick update on what's going on with that?
Sure. We've announced $88 million to go to child care providers and to the first responders and essential workers to be able to have child care coverage for their kids. And we know how tough this is, especially if your child is not in school 5 days a week, and indeed very few are. And who's going to watch the kids when you have to be in your own office if you're an essential worker, or if you're a teacher who has to show up at a school, and who's watching your kids? So we've been making sure that there's money out there to support what parents need to do. And we do have a shortage. That's the problem. We have to get more people to go into this industry, more workers, and truly we should be paying them more money. I mean, that's just an area where it's critically important for children's development, and these people spend more hours a day with kids than the parents do.
Right.
And we just have to recognize that and treat them as essential workers as well.
No doubt. All right. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time. We know your schedule is very busy. So you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right. Sounds great. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.